they're gearing up for a big cull, and they're all involved, and they're using the protocol NG191. Jeremy Hunt has just announced, as Chancellor, that he's going to allow social services and the government to take 100,000 from our elderly's assets when they go into the hospitals and the social care settings. Why is that significant? Well, anyone who's been watching any of my recent interviews where I've talked about the protocol NG191, which has been replacing the NG163. This is the end-of-life pathway which they are putting the elderly and disabled on in the hospitals. And that pathway involved morphine and midazolam with NG163. And now it is remdesivir, benzodiazepines and opioids, which is lorazepam as well. And our country has just ordered huge amounts of lorazepam. And it may interest you to know that in February 2020, the shares for lorazepam in 1 month went up by 34%. So they knew worldwide that this was going to be used. Now, they are putting more and more people on this end-of-life pathway. And you can go and look up the palliative care funding review. And that palliative care funding review tells you that they're going to be increasing the palliative care. And it also gives you on one of those pages on that palliative care funding review, which is page 64, it tells you the amount that the deaths of the elderly is going to go up by 2031, which is when their plan goes up too. We have the planned tariff incentivized euthanasia point system in this country. And at this moment, 1,642.5 patients must be euthanized in England alone every day, and that includes disabled children, in order for hospitals to get their money. And this is also extended in the care homes. If they go below that target, they lose money. If they go above that target, they gain money. How do they euthanize, which is illegal? They hasten death, and they hasten death by using protocol NG191. It's actually a guideline. And NG191 is remdesivir, benzodiazepines, and opioids. And who is being put on that? The elderly and the disabled. And they're using algorithms. So if you have comorbidities, which it states on page 64 of the palliative care funding, and what it actually states is that the changing demographic with the aging population, with chronic diseases and trajectories and greater comorbidities provide further incentives to improve and expand palliative care provision. Provide further incentives, that's money, to expand palliative, that's increase the amount of people they're going to kill using NG191. And it also tells you with the expected number of deaths by age between 2011 and 2031 is expected to rise in the 65 plus. It's expected to rise from 370,814 to 448,507 by 2031, minimum. And if they just ordered all that lorazepam, and we know that they gave our elderly five times the amount of the midazolam, five times the amount they should have had during that first 3 months of lockdown. It's all there. The cull is coming. The big, big cull. The one they talk about with the war rooms and gearing up because they're going to have COVID and flu, even though they've just injected everybody with the COVID booster, the flu shot, the shingles shot and the pneumonia shot. Yes, some elderly in the care homes have just received all of that, their fifth booster as well. Doctors in private clinics who work in the NHS are seeing all of these injected with all of the things wrong with them. One doctor earning 9,000 a day in the private setting, doing 10-minute consultations with people suffering from the consequences of the COVID shots. So they're making sure they're gearing up to cause a massive pandemic with all of these different things. And our elderly are getting all these shots all at once, and they're all going to get sick. and they're going to be put on this end-of-life pathway. Who is going to be doing this? The nurses and the doctors. If we look through history, at any times, going right back to the 1700s, when you had any times where you had austerity, economic downturn, euthanasia has been practiced. And a lot of these people that are involved in it are also people that are involved in eugenics. They're gearing up for a big cull, and they're all involved. And they're using the protocol, NG191. And you nurses and doctors out there, if you're hastening a death, that's euthanasia. It's illegal in this country. So it's you that's doing it. And history teaches us that when they start to look for who to blame, it's going to stop at your door, because you're ultimately the one that did it when you should have said no. And you could have said no. You could have also said, I'm not going to do that. Or that's going to kill the patient, or that's too much. But you didn't. You did it to keep your jobs. So who to blame is going to be sitting at your door.
Then they're going to face the same as everyone else. And it's NG191. And let me tell you, there was another reckoning day yesterday. They literally are killing people. They're killing people on purpose in the hospitals. And there was a court hearing yesterday. They are doing it. And it doesn't matter whether they say they're not doing it. They really are doing it. I have an email under freedom of information that I received yesterday forwarded to me regarding the Welsh paramedics and what they're being told to give just with a phone call. So it's not even when you get to the hospital you're in danger. You're in danger the minute you pick up that phone and you dial 999, the emergency line. You know, they can come into your homes and they're being told what to give you. And it's a nice big bolus dose of let's put you in a coma and finish you off, which is quite scary. So no amount of money is going to protect you from that when you get to a certain age. Only the top. So I mean, everyone's going to recognize Klaus Schwab. He looks like Ming the Merciless. But actually, yeah, that'd be quite
Dr. Evil.
You know, that herd can turn at any time. You watch a herd in the wild, at any time they can suddenly change direction. This could change direction in a heartbeat. You know, and there's enough people all of a sudden say, actually, we're not doing that. Then it gets very scary for the other side because they're very few.